Good evening, it's Hopkins Junior High School Advanced Orchestra. John Fay here from Pleasanton, California. And welcome to the CMEA Band and Orchestra Festival on here at Castro Valley High School on May 3rd, 2019. It's my pleasure to hear your group and be able to give you some feedback in the areas of quality of sound, technique, musicality, and the stage presence, music choices, and things like that. So have fun. Oh, some wonderful musicality. Nice dynamic control through those phrases there. And good pulse control from the first violins. Be careful not to do too much on that last note. Give a little bit too much emphasis on the, like, the, for example, the isolated note, downbeat of 36. So the lead with the dynamic and watch the phrasing at 67 to 68. Nice lilting feel with the 6-8 quarter eighth note rhythm pattern. Yeah, that's a tough modulation there, basses. Nice. I love the dynamic contrast being executed by the ensemble as well. Yeah, nice job of also making some room for the low strings to be featured in that last section. Yeah, watch the pitch control in the first violins. Great job in terms of just the control, the sound, the intonation, tone production as well from all of the sections of the strings. It's just a really, really fine job. Some minor things with regards to some intonation, accuracy pieces. Length of note seems to sometimes get a little short sometimes, even though the as you get through and see the I think it's more of the dotted it's the dotted quarters, just some of them or the quarter notes with the eighth rest not getting too short with the approach to the style of those notes, just a really, really nice job overall from the style of the piece and also just the control of the tempo and from all of the sections. Okay, we're going to do interlude. really fine job with the ensemble and the starts of notes. Just a good training, just good attention to detail. Yeah, this is a really nice job on the 32nd notes. Just the approach, the ensemble, all of this, all of the players in the section that you've got, and how accurate you can get that. Just, again, really, really impressive. Yeah, just the musicality too. Yeah, just tune those unisons, first violins. Nice, strong second violin there, too, the descending, the half notes. Yeah, you might want to mess again. Be cautious here at 23. Just the mezzo forte dynamic being a little too strong. Again, there's a lot of you up there, and so that may feel like your mezzo forte. But something to think about in terms of how large you are is just to really kind of explore the all of the dynamic levels. Love the phrasing and the attention. Again, going back to the attention to detail with regards to how connected the phrases are, but also how in tune you are to your conductor. And yeah, some minor alignment issues in 34, 35, the eighth notes. Part of it's because some individuals are rushing into the slurs, dia, 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 and grouping them like that. Yes, dia, dia, dia. So you want to even those eighth notes out so that they align together and avoid the rushing. I would caution on rushing into that crescendo. Leave some for when the celli get to that E natural at the top and to their fermata, and then leave some room to grow a little more. Get there too soon, and then you have no place to go, and then nobody really there to take you even further to the release. Go back to the beginning. Thank you. Yeah. And the, again, going back to the crescendo only up to mezzo forte, it feels like this is a really solid forte. It's a really fine job of intonation, but also the balance, just being able to hear all of the different voices, all the different lines when you are featured. Really, again, good attention to detail with regards to how you're balancing the ensemble. Just sometimes some minor errors when you have... when you have arrivals, when you get to downbeats, so that those arrival tones or those arrival chords. And stay together, Chelly. That's better. Nice. Bravo. Good watching the conductor. The interpretation and the of the piece itself. Just, again, it's very moving. You brought out the emotional piece of it. And again, the ability to be able to kind of plan where those events are. Conductor doing a great job of making those happen in the events in the time that they're supposed to happen. But the ensembles really in terms of in those sections staying together to play those with only minor instances of timing and alignment issues, just really, really, really fine playing and well-rehearsed group. Some good dynamic contrast. I think that what you'd want to be careful of is that that overpowering the medium dynamic levels. Again, you kind of maybe put it in perspective, and that might have been the loudest dynamic, and you kind of played it off that way. But I think you didn't have to. Well, no, I see forte as being the top dynamic at 38 and 44. So I think it's just a matter of just making sure that you can gauge those and not let the mezzo forte get too strong. Nice attention to detail on the articulation here, second violins and violas. I also appreciate the evenness. The evenness of the eighth notes at 13 and 14 and the different articulations, the different bowing directions, and yet the eighth notes are coming off very, very even. Nice sense of counting here. Nice isolation, but also rhythmically accurate and the time is well established and it's well executed. nice control of the dynamics to take us on this journey. I would encourage first violins in the vigorously section to maybe even get a little more aggressive with the 16s. I think even you can kind of adventure outside of that comfort zone a little bit and really work the style that the composer kind of writes for you. I like the musicality here and the changes in tempo, the adjustments work, again, because you pay attention to your director. Kudos. Some interesting harmonies to use. The quarter note in bar 69. I would say just be careful. That's the legato note you don't want to shorten that or clip that too much. It's the down to 70 that wants to be a little more staccato, but again, be careful of the toning of that chord to make sure the notes are accurate. Yeah, nice and consistent with regards to the violin's approach to bowing. This is a really clear articulation being heard. And then you get to hear the superimposed himiola, where the time signature seems to change even though it's not changing. And a lot of it's because, again, the approach to the consistent approach to the bowing as well as to the approach to articulation. Nice. That's a hard piece tonally. Probably not as difficult as the interlude from a technical standpoint, just the kind of, again, being together. I mean, it had its challenges in those challenging moments, but man, tonally, just a really, really a big challenge that you guys did a great job with. I would say some minor lapses with regards to intonation, and then this piece sections being together and some of their responsibilities, especially in that slower section where you were very successful with that in the interlude. Part of that is because I think you had a really strong understanding of what the conductor wanted, and again, him being very clear with where to put those those moments and those things that those responsibilities musically. But a very musical performance as well. It's a lot of great broad range of dynamics being explored. And just going back to the jig, just a real strong sense of continuity throughout the piece. There was a confidence, again, an air of confidence, but also just some wonderful musicality. And again, that use of dynamics throughout the set that I was very impressed with. The great choice of music, again, a lot of different styles being exhibited throughout these choices, which offer their challenges. And again, just a really good job of meeting those challenges. Okay, hope my comments meant some help, and enjoy the performance. Thank you so much.